So we're sitting in the Fair Vote office here in Tacoma Park. It's a lovely rainy afternoon, and I'm sitting with our resident National Popular Vote Plan expert, Matt Morse. And Matt, I hear something really exciting just happened in Washington State. What just happened in Washington State?
Yeah, it's true. Well, in Washington State, they just signed the National Popular Vote legislation, making it officially the fifth state to be a member of the compact.
Compact. What's the compact?
Basically, one of the goals of the organization is to try to reform the Electoral College. And, you know, in past years, this has been tried to be done through a constitutional amendment. But recently, this organization, National Popular Vote, which Fair Vote supports, has been trying to do it through an interstate compact, which is basically a binding legal document between two or more states. So in this case, it's basically deciding how the electoral votes of these states will be distributed. And essentially, once enough states have joined this compact that it totals up to 270, which is how many need to become president, it'll go into effect. And those states will basically give their electoral votes to whoever gets the most national popular votes for president.
Cool. So some other states have already passed this?
That's true. Our lovely state of Maryland has also passed it, as well as New Jersey, Illinois, and Hawaii.
How many electoral votes are we at so far?
We're at 61 electoral votes right now, which is just right under about a quarter of the total votes that we need.
That's great. Where do you see, how are we doing in other states?
We're doing very well in other states. Several others have passed the legislation in either one or two chambers and are in the process of getting it to the governor, or either looking at trying to overturn a veto or trying to convince the governor to sign it.
Do you encourage our listeners to check the process or progress in their states?
Absolutely. A good way to do that is either through the Fair Vote website, which I'm sure listeners are familiar with if they manage to find our wonderful interview, or through the National Popular Vote website, and that's, I believe, just nationalpopularvote.com. And one good way is you can just see what the progress is in your state. Either get in touch with us or get in touch with National Popular Vote, and maybe even get in touch with your legislators or your governor, and see if you can encourage them to pass legislation.
Okay, well, check that out. That's at www.fairvote.org or www.nationalpopularvote.org. I'm sure you get this a lot, but why not a constitutional amendment?
Sure. Well, the main reason is, I would say, the sort of hurdle of actually getting a constitutional amendment. You have to get a supermajority within Congress, and then it gets sent to the states, and each state has to ratify it. So basically what you have, if we went about it through a constitutional amendment, is you'd have to have approval from every state to determine, how we would elect our president, when in fact, under the current system of the Electoral College, you don't really need that, because each individual state, based on the Constitution, can choose how it apportions its electoral votes. If the state wanted to, and the people supported that, they could award their electoral votes based on a coin toss. So it's really an easy way to kind of get around the red tape of having to do a constitutional amendment. Additionally, another good reason is that a constitutional amendment is very permanent. It's a very hard thing to reverse, as we found out with the Prohibition Amendment. Really, the only way to remove a constitutional amendment is through another constitutional amendment. So if, for example, it was decided, years from now that we wanted to take another look at how we elect the president, then it's, it would be very difficult to reverse that. And I think that's a good reason why this National Popular Vote Plan is just a great idea, because it's a much more forgiving process, and it's a good way to bring people on board who may otherwise be, you know, leery about amending the Constitution or something, you know, that's much more difficult to reverse.
Okay, that makes sense. Why are we doing this national popular vote plan anyways? What's wrong with the current system?
Sure. Well, actually, a lot of this sort of research has been done by FairVote that shows really how much inequality the current system creates. For example, if you look at the number of presidential visits or the amount of ad spending in a particular state, it has gone down across the country over the past 40 to 50 years. And the reason for that is because of the Electoral College and these kind of, you know, swing states or battleground states that have been created, which I'm sure everyone is very familiar with. States like Florida and Ohio are kind of fall into this category. So really everyone living in every other state gets completely ignored. If you look at the number of visits and the amount of money being spent in huge states like California and Texas and New York, it's just, there's a huge imbalance between that and having a massive percentage of the funding flowing into a state like Ohio or Florida or even New Hampshire, which represents just sort of a fraction of the population. And so basically, if we had the election of the president through national popular vote, it would be creating an equal playing field so that the vote of someone in a state like Hawaii or California or Texas is equal to that of someone who's in Ohio or Florida right now.
That makes a lot of sense. So what state should we be looking for passing the compact very soon?
Sure. Well, I'm not going to have the whole list off the top of my head, but there are a couple of states that have passed the compact, and we're just waiting on the governor to either sign it or, you know, working on talking with the governor to figure out what his or her concerns are. States like California and Vermont have already passed it, and we're just waiting on the governor now. Or in some cases, they've vetoed it, and we're, you know, trying to reverse that. In other states like, for example, New Mexico and Oregon, we've seen some really great progress, and I think it's good to keep an eye on them, and hopefully we'll get some positive news pretty soon.
Great. Well, thanks a lot, Matt. Thanks for your time. I know you're very busy with all this work.
No, thank you.
Okay.